This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi wahda. Wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Inna akramakum inda Allahi atkakum. Sadaqallahul Azim. Respected elders and brothers, one of the aspects that human beings have been grappled with from the beginning of time has been that of social classification and merit. Who is better than another person, and on what basis is he better? Who is better than another person, and on what basis is he better, is something that human beings have been grappling with from the inception of time. You would recall, as the Quran reminds us, that when Allah Ta'ala told the angels to make sijda in front of Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, the angels, as is they want, la ya'suna Allah ma amarahum, they never go against the commands of Allah, they immediately responded. Iblis, who was with them, he did not do so. And what did he say? Ana khayrum min, I am better than Adam. Social classification and merit. I am better than Adam. Why am I better than Adam? Khalaqtani min nar wa khalaqtahu min teen. I have been created from fire. He has been created from mere dust. So Shaitan used substance from what he was created to regard himself as superior to Adam alayhi salam. So from the very beginning, we've got this argument. Then another aspect is that people regard themselves superior to other people on the basis of their wealth. Right? It is not something that is correct, but it is something that is common. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran has said about a conversation between the owner of two gardens who was extremely wealthy and a person who was not in that category. He didn't have that wealth. And the exact words which Allah uses in Surah Kahf, which we are supposed to recite today, Ana aktharu minka mala wa azzu nafara. I got more wealth than you. Because I got more wealth than you, I am better than you, I am more honorable than you. So some people have used the amount of wealth they have as a basis that I am better than you. And that has also been discredited in the Holy Quran, where Allah Ta'ala had showed that Qarun, despite the wealth that he had, together with his wealth, he was destroyed by Allah Ta'ala. Some people have used the ethnicity and the tribe they belong to as a basis of regarding themselves as superior to other people. Something that is very common. I am from royal blood. I am from this particular village. I don't even know the name, village's name. I've got to be very careful what I say. I'm from Alipur. I'm from Kulwad. You know, I'm from Lajpur. I'm better than you because I come from these particular villages or from this ethnic group or from this tribal group. I'm a Khoza. I'm a Zulu. And Zulus are supposed to be having royal blood. I am better than a Khoza or a Pedi. It's something that is there. Allah Ta'ala has also refuted that and has discredited that. Thus we find that Allah Ta'ala has made mention with regard to that, as I will go on to make mention. So, ansabukum hadhihi laysat bimasabbatin ala ahadin. These lineages and tribes are for the sake of identification, not for the sake of regarding yourself superior. So what I'm trying to prove to you is that this has always been the situation of humankind, that they use different false merits to regard themselves superior to other people. And perhaps, and that is the topic for my khutbah today, the most shameful tendency of humankind has been to use the color of your skin as the basis of being superior to another person. To use the color of your skin to be and regard yourself superior to another person on the basis of the color of your skin. And this is something that human beings have always been doing. Not only in the time of apartheid South Africa, even before that. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran has made mention with regard to the creative power of Allah. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف ألسنتكم وألوانكم. Among the signs of Allah, He created the heavens and earth. And He made people into different races, different colors, with different languages. That Allah has created people with different races, different colors, is not a basis of superiority. It is part of the creative power and the greatness of Allah. Now, this aspect of regarding yourself superior on the basis of the color of your skin is not only now, it happened in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Arabs, prior to Islam, Islam brought a change to it, they used to have great racial prejudice to such an extent that when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered Makkah, and you would recall that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a statement. And Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Bilal, a black Abyssinian slave, to stand on the top of the Kaaba to give the call for azan. It didn't happen after that, and it's not the norm. This was because Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquered Makkah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made a statement. Bilal radiallahu anhu climbed on the top of the Kaaba, and he gave azan. And the Arabs of the time, who were now witnessing, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had given them amnesty, now they're seeing this. They were recorded in the books of history. Some of them said, we are happy that our father died before seeing this disgraceful day. That a black Abyssinian slave is standing on top of the Kaaba and he's giving the azan. This is something that how the Arabs of the time were. They couldn't even comprehend something like this happening. It is also manifested in certain ways. So you find that Hazrat Abu Zar Ghaffari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, an eminent companion, one day addressed Hazrat Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu and told him, the son of a black Abyssinian slave. And when Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to know about it, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Abu Zar, you are a person who still have traces of ignorance in you. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, such a statement is ignorance. It is to the credit of Abu Zar that he became the greatest proponent thereafter of equality. He took equality to another height. And he taught the aspect of abolishing all types of class discrimination. It was to the credit. But Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rebuked Abu Zar and said, you have traces of ignorance. Brothers, when we start regarding people superior on the basis of the color of your skin, or another person as inferior on the basis of the color of their skin, what you are by implication saying, and listen to this very carefully, that Aliyadu Billah, Allah made a mistake in His creation. You are saying that Allah made a mistake in His creation by creating someone inferior. You are implying that Allah Ta'ala has made a mistake in His creation. And that is why our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has made mention with regard to it, making a clear-cut distinction that people coming from different races, different ethnic groups, different tribes, has never been for the basis of superiority. Ya ayyuha an-nas, inna khalaqnakum min dhakari wa untha, wa ja'alnakum shu'uba wa qabaila lita'arafu. O people, we have created you in from one male and female. We have made you into different races and tribes and colors. لِتَعَارَفُوا for the sake of identification, not for the sake of superiority. إِنْ أَكْرَمَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The most honorable amongst you are those who are the most pious. The most honorable amongst you are those who are the most pious. Right? That is, and Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam proclaimed this long before it became trendy in the celebrated khutbah of Hajjatul Wida. Long before it became trendy. Now, of course, whether people follow it or not, whether people live by it or not, it has become trendy to speak about, you know, against racism. So our constitution, for example, speaks against racism. Long before the famous I Have a Dream speech of Martin Luther King, where he said, I have a dream that my small children will grow up in a society that they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but they will be judged by the content of their character. The very famous speech of him, I have a dream. Long before that, Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the people in the celebrated khutbah of Hajjatul Wida, O people, لا فضل لعربي على عجمي ولا عجمي على عربي. There is no superiority of the Arab over the non-Arab. There is no superiority of the non-Arab over the Arab. There is no superiority of the white over the black. And there is no superiority of the black over the white. Except you all start off on an equal footing. You are all equal, except the one who surges ahead. He surges ahead not on the basis of the color of his skin, or his race, or his tribe, or the amount of wealth that he has, or his social status, or his fame. He surges ahead on the basis of righteousness. This is what our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to be known for. And he proclaimed it long before it has become at least an ideal for which Muslims, or at least human beings, talk about that particular ideal. Recent happenings in our country has brought this particular aspect once again to the fore. What has happened in Durban, what has happened in Phoenix, what has happened in other places has brought these particular aspects on our tongue. People have spoken about racism. People have spoken about the aspect with regard to it. And it's not only here in South Africa. This morning while I was just sitting busy doing some research on this topic, I saw an article by the Yakin Institute in America. And listen to this. They said two-thirds of black American Muslims, two-thirds, 60% of black American Muslims have felt a certain degree of discomfort in coming to the masajid. And this was a survey that was carried out in 2017. And of course, we know that when you look at the definition, no white is superior to a black and no black is superior to a white. The definition works both ways. There can be racism and there can be reverse racism. But throughout history and especially recent history, black people have been the people who have been marginalized. They have been oppressed. And they are the people who have been on the receiving end of oppression. So therefore, when we talk of racism, normally it is, although by definition, it can mean both ways, racism and reverse racism. But because they have been the target of oppression, it is normally the way it is meted out to the black people. And I know it is very important for us to make mention with regard to it, that for a people who have been known for their racial equality from the time of our beloved Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, a person came in the Masjid-e-Nabawi, right? He was from one of the prominent Arab tribes. And when he came there, he saw Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam sit in a gathering with the Quraysh, with the Ansar, with Suhaib from Rome, who was a white person, from Suhaib from Rome, Bilal from Abyssinia, and Salman, an Asian. So we could say maybe perhaps a brown-skinned person, like from India, Pakistan, an Asian. He saw them all sitting in a gathering, and he walked away from there saying, I can understand if Muhammad was teaching to the Arabs, I would have perhaps looked at it. But look at this whole particular situation that he is teaching to a group of people who are coming from such diverse backgrounds. Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not listen to him. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, defended that this is the beauty of Islam. That we accommodate and we have equality with regard to people that come from different races, backgrounds. We never ever regard ourselves superior on the basis of that. We regard ourselves superior on the basis of taqwa. A person who has taqwa is superior in Islam, even if he has to be a poor person with a person that is not looked upon in a social status as very highly. And a person who is not righteous, he can have the greatest social classification. He is doomed, he is cursed, even if he be the uncle of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who is greater in terms of social classification? Who is greater than that race, that tribe? Come from the tribe of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The point that I'm going to make is very important. That yes, the accusation with regard to racism sometimes has political motivation in South Africa. It has political motivation. However, for us, we have been the greatest proponents from historically for racial equality. For us, even to be accused of racism is a tragedy. For someone who has, throughout our history, we have been known for racial equality. We changed people's life because of that. Malcolm X, Haji Malik Shahbaz Ahmed, K. came from America, where there was deep-seated and deep-rooted, you know, racism. And then in his autobiography, he writes these beautiful words. I never, ever thought that I will see with my own eyes that spectacle that a black Muslim from Africa and a Muslim from the Scandinavian country with blonde hair and the fairest of complexion would be performing the same rites together, standing shoulder to shoulder. I never ever thought this would be possible until I saw it. And he changed his whole situation, becoming a true Muslim, going away from the nation of Islam to become the Sunni Muslim. So brothers, that is what we are known for. And for us to be accused with regard to the opposite is a tragedy. And therefore I will conclude by saying that we have to be very careful with regard to this portrayal. We have to challenge racism if it happens in our midst. Even if it happens from our friends who sometimes use wrong language, we have to challenge it and put it to a stop immediately. Who are we to say that, you know, a certain word, you know, that is used, if it's hurtful to other people, by the definition of Islam, it is ghibah to use it. If someone dislikes something that you are saying, then for you to use that word, it is ghibah. It is backbiting. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said? Saying something about a person, if he comes to know about it, he dislikes it. That is ghibah. So if you use to refer to a person of a particular race with a word that they dislike, it is ghibah. It is backbiting. We have to watch our tongue with regard to it. And we have to empathize. And we have to be very careful in portraying the true Islamic picture and the true Islamic teachings with regard to racial equality, the way Islam has taught us. May Allah give us the tawfiq of making amal. Wallahi, what an amazing thing. I can say with qasam. I can say with the oath. Put all the people that we regard as honorable on the basis of your race, on the basis of your ethnicity, on the basis of your wealth, on the basis of your fame, on your affirmation in terms of your social classification in the society. Put them one side, put one Bilal one side. Bilal will outweigh all of them, despite how we look upon people from a particular race. Let us always keep that in mind. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ